You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
Wonderful. Got a few more parents coming back, but great to have you all here for our second of our Vision Sundays. I hope you found last Sunday helpful as we considered our why. And if you didn't, you can listen to it on the website, but trying to just paint a bigger picture for why we're doing the things that we wanted to do. But at the beginning of the year, we like to try and say a little bit about what's happening this next term. We do it again in January a little bit, but hopefully you'll find it encouraging, because as we looked at last week, there's a force at work that's out to destroy and steal and kill. But there is one who comes to bring life and life to the full. Amen?
Amen.
Do we believe that?
Yes.
I really hope more of us do, really, because that is the truth. There's one who comes to bring life and life to the full. And there's a force that's against that, trying to rob us, trying to steal from us, trying to distract, distort. That's why I love that last song that Nathan sang, led us in. There's a force at work against it, but the victory is that Jesus came and he's here to give us life, life to the full. And we've really got to get that why in our heads, I think, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why we're here. That's why we meet on a Sunday. It's why the setup team have already done hours. The PA team have already done hours. The kids' work teams have already done hours before we even start. That's our why, because God so loved the world that he sent his Son. Jesus came from heaven. And from that moment, we see the kingdom of heaven breaking into the world. That's what's happening amongst us. We look at the news, we look at the bleakness of the world at the minute, but there is a kingdom of heaven that is breaking in to that darkness. We live in the now, not yet, as we often say. Jesus' rule isn't fully seen. One day it will be, and there'll be no more pain or war or anything like that. But we live in the now and not yet, the in-between times of Jesus coming and then coming again. And Jesus is breaking in. His kingdom is breaking in. And the thing that we were looking at last week is that we are his body that he uses to see some of that kingdom advance. That's why the church is such a wonderful thing. Such a marvelous thing, such a significant thing. We can get caught up in the narrative that there is out there, that the church is on the decline and all that sort of stuff. It's irrelevant these days. But the reality is that isn't the case around the world. The kingdom of God is advancing, and the kingdom of light is breaking into darkness. And we want that to happen in our neck of the woods as well. Amen? We want to see it. And we have a big part to play in it, because the church is the thing that God uses to see that happening. So last week we looked at Ephesians 1 and how the Apostle Paul wanted his church in Ephesus to grasp, first of all, the majesty of Jesus, the all-powerful nature of Jesus, the just the sheer wonder about who Jesus was, and that all the spiritual blessings that are for us that flow out from that. And so that's why I wanted to start with that last week, with the why, that all the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ are for us at this time. But there's one who wants to rob us of them, to distort things. But his time has come, and we want to see life coming, delivered from that, so that we can live, as we were saying last week. See, the church, he says, is not peripheral to the world, but the world is actually peripheral to the church. I mean, that is a big thing to say, isn't it? The church is Christ's body in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence in this school hall on a Sunday morning, and lots of other school halls and buildings and all sorts of other places as well. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks and acts, in which he fills everything with his presence. Isn't that magnificent? If you continue to read in the Message chapter 2, just the first few verses, let me just read this and let this just sink into your souls as we're starting our morning. It wasn't so long ago, he continues, that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. We all did it, all of us, doing what we felt like doing, when we felt like doing it, all of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. Wow. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did it all on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in the world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Are you hearing this? Saving was his idea, and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from the start to the finish. We don't play a major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing ourselves. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does the making and the saving. And then listen to this. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work that we had better be doing. Sorry for the American vibe there, unless you're American, in which case we're not sorry. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does. I mean, isn't that amazing? The good work he's got ready for us to do. Work that we better be getting on and doing, is what he says. And that's what's happening amongst us, Jubilee, in so many ways. It's why the practicing the way motto is so powerful for us, to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do as Jesus did. You're making the connections. That's why we've been looking at all these things. Behind it is a desire to encounter Jesus, be like him, and do as he did. And this Sunday, he's calling each one of us to join him in the work he's doing. Each one of us in this room has got good works that he's gotten ready for you to do. And whether you're here this morning full of faith and passion and right on in there in your prayer lives and your fasting and your solitude and all the other things we've been looking at, he's got things for you to do. But also, if you've just come to faith, he's got things for you to do. If you've drifted from Jesus, he's got things for you to do. If you feel like a prodigal and you're coming back to him, He is there ready to embrace you because he's got things for you to do. He's created in Christ Jesus for all of us things to do. But there is a force that's out to distract you from that, to destroy that, to distort that, to put you off embracing what he has got for you in this next season. Don't be robbed. Because Jesus says, I come that you may have life and life to the full. And that's his promise. And he's the winner. He's the one who has the victory. He's the one who all authority has been given. He's the one in charge. He's the king over everything. If he tells me to love, I love. Tells me to serve, I serve. That's the one who we come to worship. So don't write yourself off. Don't say to yourself, I haven't got enough time. I haven't got enough gifts. I've messed up too many times. I just feel lost. This is a moment for you to say, no, I don't want to be robbed. I want to find the one who brings life because he's got stuff for me to do. And if I'm in the good of that and the flow of that, good things happen. And we see the kingdom of darkness retreating and the kingdom of light advancing. Amen? Amen. But God's got things for us to do. And this Sunday is a bit more around what we're going to do than the stuff that we were talking about. And I want to try and paint a picture this week of our how and our what. So we looked at why, and we're now looking at our how and we what we plan to do through this term. And it's going to be really quick little, this is the sort of trying to capture the whole gambit of what we're going to try and do. And I'm trusting that as I do it, that the Spirit might just whisper to different people, yeah, get involved with that, find out about that. Because I think he's calling some of you into things that you didn't even anticipate doing this autumn, which I think is going to be exciting for you to do. So I'm going to try and quickly go through it all, and then we're going to conclude. But it's all based, if you like, on our little things that we have up here, the Great Commission and the Great Command. We have this little booklet. It's very out of date now if you look at the pictures of the kids. Look at that, very young. Anyway, it's a great little booklet though, and it gives us our mission. Our mission is to go and build a diverse church of world-changing disciples in order to glorify God and make him known to the world. That's what our mission has been over the years. Continues to be that. We still want to do that. And in this little booklet, it talks about how, the value, the cultures that we want to do it. We still want to welcome people. We still want to have a culture of welcome and hospitality amongst us. That's the culture that we want to have as a church. We still want to be full of grace. We still want to love people. We want people to know the grace of God through our acts of grace to others. We still want to be Bible-based and open to the Spirit. So important. We're rooted in the Scripture. We're open to the power of the Spirit. That's a value, culture that we want to have. That's the how we want to do. We want to be deeply rooted in prayer. If we're not, we lose our way. We want to be deeply rooted in prayer. But we also want to be good stewards of all the resources that God gives us. We want to reach for excellence, not perfection, because that's hard work, but excellence. We want to do things well because it glorifies God. That's what we try and do. It's why we try and do things well, because it glorifies God. We believe in good and godly, servant-hearted leadership. Across the church, there are so many leaders in the church that are good-hearted, spirit-filled, servant-hearted leaders that exhibit a confident humility, and we want to see that in the church. It's the how we want to do things, the culture we want to have. We believe we're just a battalion in God's army. It's not all about Jubilee and Farnham. That was a prophetic word right at the beginning of the church that. I think Steve Baldwin, is it Steve? I can't remember. So we're battalion joining the army, but changing the course of the battle. That was God's call on us 20 years ago when we started Jubilee. And so we want to honour and work in partnership with other churches. There's a conviction that we have. Partnership is important. with our commission family. And we want to see the fruit of the Spirit amongst us, don't we? That's what we're seeing. As Jesus' Spirit works in us, as we go for the practicing the way, it's the fruit of the Spirit that we want to see evidence. That's how people see Jesus. So they see us full of love and joy and peace and kindness and goodness and all the other fruit. And as we encounter Jesus, we become more like him, and we do as he did, it's the fruit of the Spirit that is evidence to the town, and it's what is going to call people towards Jesus. Amen? And we want to have fun doing it. That's part of our culture. I mean, what's the alternative? Like, we're miserable. We'd be miserable doing it. No? We want to have fun doing it. The Spirit's love, joy. That's the first one. Second one. Love, first one. But we want to have fun doing it. I love talking to those who come into the church when they and just have they've been around a little while, just especially if they've been in leadership in the church in other places. And we had Tim and Emma around the other week, and I asked, what do they notice about Jubilee? And Emma said something like, well, in Jubilee, people get involved. I thought, yeah, that's really cool. We want to get involved, don't we, in culture? Tim said, well, you take Jesus and the gospel really seriously, but you don't take yourselves too seriously. And I thought, yeah, that's the culture. Sorry. We want to have fun whilst we're doing it. So what are we going to do? That's what we're wanting to hear. Well, I'm wanting to tell you, and you're wanting to hear. And I thought the way to try and communicate this is through our 5 G's that we have. We have these 5 G's that come out of the Great Command and the Great Commission to glorify, give, go, gather, and grow. We exist to go and share the good news, to gather people where they can belong, to gather, to grow believers into world-changing disciples, to give ourselves to in the service of others in ministry, and to glorify God in worship and joy and forever. This is what we do. This is why we exist. That's been there for years. It continues. And I thought, let's use that as a structure to say some of the things that are happening. A lot of the things we do straddle different ones of those. You can swap me. Can you hear me now? Thank you. Thank you. Should we give him a clap? There's some people who serve, okay, and when they get it right, nobody notices. Okay, when things go wrong, everybody notices, and it's a hard thing. So well done, Ian, and PA team. Let's give him another clap. So a little booklet that we've got here says our 5 G's for those who have forgotten them or might want to remind themselves on them, because many of the ministries we've got sort of cross over different ones of those G's, but I think they help us give a little bit of an idea of where we're going, and I can just sort of unpack it a little bit. So our vision is to go. That's one of our visions, to go and share the good news. To go and share the good news of Jesus Christ with thousands of residents in our area and have fun doing it. We want to empower many to go across the UK and the nations with the compassion and love of Jesus. That's part of our vision as a church. And do you know what we are doing that? I looked up on the database, the Den, there's 137 kids on the register for the Den. Average about 40 each week. 2/3 of them aren't the church kids. These are kids, week on, week out, who are hearing the good news of Jesus. Yvain, Haley, Nikki, Stone, Janet, Lindy, Michelle, all the young leaders that make it happen do a phenomenal job each Friday. Every Friday, we're going and sharing the good news of Jesus. Friday Youth, we've got 111 on our database, although I think that brings in all the Vineyard Church kids as well. But there's probably there's an average of 30 each Friday of young people coming together to hear about Jesus. Two-thirds of those aren't church kids. But another generation coming to hear the good news of Jesus. Sarah, Toby, Steph, Tom, Anna, Jazz, Sam, great team leading our next generation into understanding who Jesus is. Phenomenal things are happening. Refresh Cafe. There's 38 now people who are regularly coming to the Refresh Cafe. Yvain has done a fabulous job with her team. Hayley, Lorna, Locke, Carrie, Claire, Leslie, Io, Joe, Sarah. Wonderful team of people caring for mums, dads, and their little ones and sharing the good news of Jesus. Big news, Rebecca is now picking up, championing, leading the Refresh Cafe. Where is Rebecca? There she is. Matt and Rebecca are superstars. They are people who do share the good news of Jesus with their friends, their neighbours, their neighbourhood. And I'm just thrilled that Rebecca has picked that up. She said to me, oh, do you know what? We've been using this book of resources, the little message that's brought each week. But I think I'm going to write them myself. I'm going to write it on the fruit of the Spirit. And I thought, yeah, go for it. Is that still the case? Is it? Oh, no. Perhaps I shouldn't have said that. The book one is good as well. We are preaching the good news of Jesus. Nathan's got a light party coming up in the autumn with the team who do that. Impact, the light breaking into the darkness. I love that Anna is still involved with the Lantern Festival, where we robbed Halloween from the town and turned it into a festival of light. I mean, that was a major breakthrough in our town. No longer a focus on Halloween, a focus on the festival of light. It was our Anna who sorted that out. We're doing wonderful things to share the good news of Jesus into our town. And this term, new things are starting. The Growing Hope Clinic is a major advance in this town in terms of the kingdom of light taking over the kingdom of darkness. Building on Luminate that Laura championed, who is a superstar. She's probably out there now leading it. Sofa with Alison, then followed up from that, when dreams change. I mean, these are major programs helping families with additional needs. And now we have a clinic offering free professional services. I mean, isn't that just a major thing? When I talk to the town council, when I talk to people, they just are amazed that a church is involved with doing something like that. I am thrilled that that is happening. So well done, Rick, and Laura, the trustees, Rick, Laura, Esther, Sue and Jim, I think, and Paul Bryce from Grace Church. Well done, Nikki, for taking it on. This is a major kingdom advancing opportunity to share the love of God with people who so need those sorts of services. What a wonderful thing that is happening. We're still wanting to get the Transforming Lives for Good into this school. Sarah and I nearly got over the line with the old head teacher. She said, oh no, this is so good, so exciting. We need to get a lot of our senior team down to Wadham Christian Centre to have a listen, talk about how to mentor and how to do the counselling and therapeutic work and stuff with young people who so desperately need it. Unfortunately, there's a new head now. Her EA has said, no, we're going to get a meeting together with you. So keep praying. We want to see that breakthrough. It'd be wonderful to see that way of going out with the good news of Jesus. And it's not just the UK, the South African trip. I tell you, it's going to impact 22 of us in a big way, but impact the whole of the church in a big way. Going to share the good news, but also learning as we do that. We'll say more about that next week. But there's other things happening this term as well. We've got a new website that is being worked on. It's halfway there. We've got to take a few more photos, which will happen in these next few weeks, but we'll warn you, and you don't have to be in it if you don't want to, and we'll say when it is so that you can get your hair right and all that sort of stuff. But we quite like some photos of people looking really unprepared as well and just like normal, so that it reflects what normal life is. Social media, I'm working with Ben, doing some good work on that. We're going to see that happen because we want to communicate better into our town through this term, and that's going to be a major advance for us as we go through that. We've got Christmas that, I tell you what, is going to be the best Christmas we've had, where we're going to share the good news with Jesus. I've even got animals this time. We've got a nativity with real animals happening as part of our Christmas theme. We'll have our usual nativity service. We'll have our carol services, where we want to launch what's happening at Wadham Christian Centre. in the new pods that I'll say something about in a minute. Christmas in Jubilee is going to be significant. We're going to be reaching more people with the love and the message of Jesus. But do you know what? This term, we also are gathering churches together for the biggest evangelistic event there's been in Farnham in the 35 years I've lived here. I mean, we've got Nikki Gumbel coming to the carol service in Gostrey Meadows, and that is a significant thing to happen. I mean, Nikki Gumbel is probably one of the most significant evangelists of our era. He's, you know, there's 24 million people have gone through Alpha now. It's in 110 countries. I mean, just think about that a minute. I think it's like a third of the country have brand recognition with Alpha now. I mean, these are significant things. And Nikki Gumbel wants to come to Farnham because he hears that churches actually get on with each other here, and he wants to do his Christmas carol service here in Farnham. I mean, this is a major, major thing that is happening in Farnham, and we want to build up towards that. We want to see it happening in a significant way. There's going to be a prayer meeting on the 9th of November. There's going to be an app that we can pray through every street in the town in the run-up to it. There's going to be some significant things happening. But I have to say, there's a major thing that's happening through the autumn as we're seeking to share the good news of Jesus. I want us to be praying for it, being involved with it. It is a tremendous thing that is going to be happening. So we are going. But it's not all just about going. We also want to continue to gather. We want to gather and see Jubilee as a place, a loving community where everyone can belong, a vibrant, healthy community, gathering socioeconomic groups and many nationalities, a healing community where everyone can find love, acceptance, hope, forgiveness, guidance, encouragement, purpose. What a vision, eh, to see. We want to gather people. Can I just honour the New Day team? I didn't when they came back. Sarah, you did a fabulous thing with the New Day. I know young people have got lots of energy, shall we just say that? And lots of, you know, opportunity for mischievousness and things like that. But do you know what? The fact that Sarah, Toby, Steph, Tom, Theo, Catherine, Paula, Cheryl set up with Raffi as well, gave up a week's work to serve 28 of our young people at a festival like that is phenomenal. So well done. Let's give them a clap. Across the board in Jubilee, there are people who've got faith and are doing things that are seeing the kingdom of light advance into the kingdom of darkness. And I think that is a big part of it. There's a generation emerging amongst us that is going to be take the kingdom of light into the kingdom of darkness, no doubt about that. There's other ways we gather, though, as well. The men are getting together for all sorts of things, breakfast, also some dinners as well. Well done, Kenny and Matt and all the team for that. Our growth groups are continuing through the autumn. That's the place where we feel we belong, where we feel we can be known, where we feel we can care for one another, and really encourage you to get involved with a growth group. If you're not involved with a growth group, there's the Waden Christian Centre group that anybody is welcome to every Wednesday through the programs that we'll be running you. But I'd really encourage you to do that. We need some more hosts for the next two modules of practicing the way. So if you are interested in open to giving your home up for 4 evenings, then talk to Rick, because we'd love to see some more of those happening, just to give more opportunities for people to go into that. So all of that is continuing about gathering as a community. But this term, we want to do some other things as well, some other new things. So this term, we want to also have a particular focus on our welcome and our hospitality and how we help people become part of the church. It's a big project. We actually need a champion to make it happen. God might be calling one of you right now. I'm not going to like do a finger or anything like that, or look at anybody. But we want somebody who's able to say, do you know what, and own welcoming people, getting to know people, helping them feel that they can be part of a group, helping us in our communications with them. If somebody fancies taking that on, come and talk to Rick or I. It was great just to host a dinner, to share, to talk with them. On the Wednesday, we had a wonderful retreat with just the more evangelical church leaders, able to bring people together and talk about how, as churches, we can portray what significant good the churches are doing in the town. The websites that I mentioned yet last week, these are significant things that are happening within our town that communicate what's happening across the town. And because we believe, don't we, Psalm 133, that how good and pleasant it is when God's people live in unity, for there the Lord bestows blessing, it says, even life evermore. So there's lots of complications, lots of things we need to navigate. But I have a conviction that as the churches come together, God's blessing comes on Farnham and comes on us as we seek to do that. Through the autumn, there's going to be something called Love in Action, which is like an exhibition, comes celebration, 6th of November, celebrating all that the churches do through food bank, debt advice, the bereavement care, the schools work, all the different things that we do. And do you know what? I'd encourage you to get along, because what the church does in the town collectively is phenomenal and is powerful witness to our town. So we want to gather people in Jubilee, we gather people in the town because God's blessing is coming on the town as a result of that, I believe. But we gather, we grow, we go, we also want to grow. I think each of us in the church have got to keep in mind and be intentional about our own spiritual journey. Amen? I really think it's important. A hand up at the end. You can't read that. Oh, no, I can't read that. I'll read it to you. I can give you one of these books. It actually says, we want to see a Jubilee as go into authentic, world-changing disciples of Jesus. We want to see children, young people, and adults develop into spiritual maturity, living out purposeful lives. We want to see believers baptized and full of God's Spirit with a desire to apply biblical truth to real life and relationships. That was our statement. We want to grow. We want to keep growing as a people, individuals. Practicing the way has been so powerful, I think, for those who've really engaged with it and been intentional about it. This term, we're looking at scripture. It's powerful. Then we're going to look at community. They're the two modules for this term. Really encourage you to engage with it. If you haven't already, it doesn't matter. Don't feel bad. Just see how you can engage with it. The youth on Wednesdays are doing it as well. I mean, it's phenomenal that we've got young people who are wanting to learn about how to be followers of Jesus, apprentices of Jesus, wanting to grow in the faith. I mean, it is significant what is happening. And I want us to be praying for it because it's important as we do that. Each week we have in Sunbeams, Blaze and Luminate, kids being taught truth, taught about how to pray, taught about how to worship. All ages we want to see growing and becoming apprentices of Jesus. I think we really have a conviction that it's about that it is all ages who enter into this. We're going to say more about that next week, because actually it is together that we are growing and finding Jesus. We need more help in Blaze, just as a little sideline. If you want to get involved with the kids' work, it will bless you. Talk to Yvain. She would love to have just a few more up in Blaze, able to serve the young people or the kids that we have on a Sunday. What our kids' teams do is a phenomenal thing. I can't give a list because there's too many. Each Sunday, it's phenomenal what our kids' works do. And it's because we want to see all ages growing, all ages becoming apprentices of Jesus, all ages becoming more like Jesus. We don't just entertain the kids. We want to train them in the way that they should go so that they can make an impact into the world. And that happens through Jabil with the preteen girls, all sorts of ways we see people and the next generation grow. It's great to see Oakley going off to YWAM, isn't it? Wherever he is. There he is. No, it's not him. I thought it's That's his brother who's really keen he's going off to YWAM. Jubilee, we want to go, we want to gather, we want to grow, don't we? We do. We want to give ourselves in the service to others as well. We want to be a people who are serving. Big shout out to the setup team, PA team. We need more on the PA team. It's why we do safeguarding training. So blessed by Kenny and Cheryl. Kenny said, is there anything I can do to help? Can I help you with the Wadeham Christian Centre? Because he knew that I rotted the drains. And he said, what can I do to help? How can I take all that off you? Joy. The trustees do so much behind the scenes. If you could see the number of policies that Ian has revised and rewritten that we are now implementing, it is phenomenal. It all has to be there. It all has to be done. Most people don't even know it's all there. But it's really important to keep us safe, to keep us in line with things that we need to be in line with. Phenomenal work has happened behind the scenes. So a big shout out to Ian, who's the chair of trustees, and our trustees. I mean, they do a phenomenal thing for us behind the scenes and give themselves in the service of the church. And I want to just say that they have done phenomenal work in our building project. We met the architect on Friday. I still think we're going to get our pods up by Christmas at Wadeham Christian Centre. Oh, Ian is now despairing. Can you pray with me for Ian and Neil, who are doing most of the donkey work? But you know what? They are going to make such a difference into that community and so be such an enabling tool for us. Phenomenal amount of work has gone on, but I want to see for our Christmas events those up and running. So can you pray that we get the right builder, that they're able to fit it in their diaries? Because this is a major advance for us as a church. Major things are happening as we're looking to serve our community and serve our town. Are you hanging on in there? Is this getting you, just giving you an idea of all the things that are going on? Because all sorts of things happen that you're not even aware of, really. In a couple of weeks, Rick's presenting a lot of his PhD studies to all of our commission leaders, because it's on commission and how to help churches grow spiritually. It's just a joy to see that beginning to impact beyond us. I'm finding more church leaders coming and saying, look, can I just talk about this with you? And so I'm spending more time trying to help other church leaders as well. There's lots of things happening where we give of ourselves in the service of others that I think is part of God's calling upon us. Next week, we want to share a bit more about our all-age serving vision. The team went to the all-age worship conference, have got so inspired about how actually we see kids, young people involved in serving in different ways. We've always had that as a value. It's why the young people are involved with the Den, why they're involved in kids' work, involved in all sorts of ways, things that we're doing. But we want to expand that. We've got a vision to see all ages learning how to be apprentices, how to be serving in different ways in the church. Going to be so excited sharing about that next week, because we want to see serving as part of our culture in the Amen. And we do all of this to glorify God. That's what we are here for. We want to glorify God in all of this. Our Sundays bring all this together as a wonderful celebration. Can I just honor Chrissy and the worship leaders? They behind the scenes, I mean, there's two meetings she's had this week, I know, with the teams, leaders, and the worship teams, consistently preparing, learning, keeping their hearts right. Honestly, well done, Chrissy. Let's give her a clap. Sure. She's going to really tell me off now and say, look, there's lots of leaders, and there are lots of leaders, aren't there? And there's lots of team, lots of people, musicians. Honestly, you serve us so well, and we're so grateful to that each Sunday. To our preachers, we're so grateful for. We want on these Sundays to be a place where we are celebrating all of God's goodness to us. We say it, we want to see our church services and gatherings full of thankful, vibrant, joyful praise and worship and passionate prayer that glorifies Heavenly Father. And all we do, we want to reflect Jesus and glorify God. Isn't that what we want? It is, isn't it? That's what we want to do. It's why we have our worship nights at the end of our Practicing the Way sessions. There's another exciting thing happening. Blaze Band is mutating into ignite. And so this term, Nathan and the team are going to be taking some of our young people and children to train them in how to be worshiped, how to worship, and they're going to be leading us as we go into these some of these next services as we get towards Christmas. A significant thing to see our young people learning how to worship, because we want to glorify God in that. Amen? Just a taster of the things that are happening. But let me conclude with this. That's the what of the term, but let's conclude with this. You know, there's lots happening. There's a phenomenally exciting program that's been put together by all sorts of people. There's buildings being erected, new systems, better communications being put in place, a greater focus on welcome, integration, greater focus on all ages involved and serving. But it's all about people. Impacting people with the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of light. It's about the lady who came to refresh one week after feeling lonely and stressed out all week. And said, you know what, there's something about this place that makes me just feel I've got peace. It's like, what's the peace that's in this place? It's about people. It's about the dad who came to the den and to register his kid. And Hayley noticed there was another kid in the car and asked about this other kid in the car. And the dad said, you wouldn't want him. He's got involved with lots of different things, but he's got additional needs and can't cope, and nobody can cope with him. And Hayley said, oh, we've got a ministry to people with additional needs. Why don't you just bring him in, see if he can come in? He loves it. First place he's found that he can get. The dad just was in tears. First place I found that will take him. It's about the preteen girls who are going through so much at that age. So many changes happening. Finding a place at Jabal where they just feel safe. They can be honest, where they're encouraged. It's about people. All that we're doing, it's all about impacting people, isn't it? It's when young people come to the youth group who feel they don't fit somewhere else, but they find a place where they can belong. Do you know what? That is life-changing. There's a new generation rising who need to know Jesus. It's in all sorts of ways, isn't it? It's when the men get together with breakfast and Kenny shares the reality of life, or one of the other guys do. And there's just an honesty and an authenticity about how life's hard sometimes. But do you know what? They are moments where men can be changed, transformed. It's in our growth groups when it's about people, isn't it? When I hear little stories of somebody who's in need getting fed for the next few weeks, or having a baby and being fed, the care that there is for people in a group, just a concern for one another. It's about people, isn't it? That's what it's all about. It's all about people who don't know Jesus as well, coming to find a saviour. I believe this Christmas, there's more people are going to meet the person who Christmas is about than we've seen ever in 20 years of Jubilee. And I'm believing that there is going to be more people saved. The Alpha in January will be bigger than we've ever seen, because God's kingdom is advancing. And if we embrace this, people are going to be impacted. People are going to find purpose. People are going to find eternal life. It's about people. All that we do is about people meeting Jesus, being transformed by Jesus, becoming like Jesus, beginning to do what Jesus did. And do you know what? The world is going to be changed as a result. Big statement. We can't change the whole world, our little group, but we can change Farnham. Jesus had 12 and 70, 120. We've got back 120. He changed the world with those disciples. As we are apprentices to Jesus and as we pursue these things through this autumn, do you know what? We are going to change the world. Do you believe it? I believe it because all authority is given to Jesus. And he said he's going to be with us as we do it. So please don't count yourself out. Please don't be robbed. Please see yourselves as part of the kingdom of heaven that's advancing. Amen? I want to show you a video that Hayley showed me this week that is going to make you smile. Well, now I've said it, I really hope it does. But I don't want you to be just distracted by the smile. I want you to watch, listen to it as a worship song that, in a way that you think, do you know what? Everybody's in the kingdom of God. Whether you're a child, a young person, especially young people, you're definitely in. Whether you're in your 20s and 30s and dealing with all the pressure you have in your 20s and 30s and lack of sleep, whether you're in your 40s and 50s, all the pressures that you've got in 40s and 50s, or in your 60s and 70s, and that's when your pressure really is, because everything stops working properly. Whoever you are, you're God's handiwork this autumn. And he's got things for you to do. And we'd love to help you find your place to do them. Amen? Because Jesus came and he offered us the most wonderful thing. He gave us himself. And he said at that Last Supper, "This is my body that's given for you." Every time you break it, remember that. "This is my blood," he said, "that's shed for you, each one of you, because you're his handiwork. You've got jobs to do for him, things to serve him in. And he gave everything for you that you can be his body at this time in Farnham." So I want us to listen to this song. Nathan's going to come up with the band.